Welcome to today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella High School's jazz ensemble won its second consecutive championship on Tuesday. Band members Macy Nossaman and Caleb Piersma join us on the program to talk about the experience. How does it feel to be back-to-back state champion?
It feels like all of our hard work has paid off, and I think that feeling you get every time that you finish a season, that all the early mornings you did and all the work you put in, if you feel good about your performance, it paid off, and it was great to win a trophy out of it too. So.
Well, and this is your second straight championship as a senior member of this band. What was kind of the feeling going into this year about some of the things that you guys were going to have to do to get back to this point?
There was a little bit of pressure just because we kind of have a target on our backs now, especially with our rival Harlan being in the finals with us last year and this year. And we also lost pretty much our whole rhythm section, and so we have all new people, but they really stepped up, and we all really worked well together, even with new people and returning people.
What was some of the music that you guys put together this year, and what were some of the challenges in practicing and getting those ready?
There was a lot of different styles that we haven't played before. Our ballad, which is usually our slow song, it had a little bit of a kick to it, and so we had to adjust to that kind of while still having the pretty feeling, but making it interesting as well. And then we also had a section in our closer, which is called an Afro-Cuban, and that's something we've never done before, and that was a lot of rhythmic stuff, so our percussion really stepped up for that too.
And how did it feel? We're talking to you after you performed in front of your peers. Now, a lot of the times you're performing in front of family or friends or a lot of strangers from different schools. How did it feel to have a packed auditorium with your friends and teachers?
It was really encouraging. Jazz band isn't a super popular thing, but it was nice to have our school being supportive of us and acknowledging our achievement that we made.
What kind of atmosphere is it like when you guys are out there playing, especially when you're doing well?
I don't know how to describe it. It's just so energized and so exciting, especially when you hit like a high point or like in our first song in Sauce and Cutoff, right when we get to really, the shout chorus, that just kind of just pumps you up and you just really play as best as you can. And it all just sounds so cool and so energized and stuff. So.
Well, and there's a lot of hard work that goes into this, but it seems like, at least from the presence I got, it's a lot of fun, too. Is that really what you guys try to accomplish? You work hard, but you also play a little?
Yeah. That was really our mindset going into State Jazz yesterday, was just really to have the mindset of we're coming in here and we're going to play our best and have fun while doing it. And so that's kind of what gave us really our best performances, was knowing that we're just going to have fun and we're just going to play and we'll see what the outcome is. And so just really having that relaxed kind of attitude, but at the same time during practices, knowing that we need to get better and get things done, but also having fun at the same time is it's really cool. And I think that's what contributed to our success this year.
And how difficult is it to perform twice in a really long day in Des Moines in a place you're not too familiar with?
It's a draining day. Yeah, I think being able to perform at the Civic Center that night, right when you step out on there and they turn on the lights, that's what really gives you the energy to perform. So you kind of just block everything else out and you don't realize that you're tired or drained or whatever. You perform to the best of your ability. And so being able to perform twice definitely is tiring, but you just find the energy when you play with your peers like this. So.
And now here's a special selection from an encore performance of the 2016 Class 3A State Jazz Band Champions. That concludes today's Rentschgat Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.